Hello? What do I want? I want Cadbury's.
The Cadbury Show! Hello, Elsie. Elsie, I believe you had a good time at the Seaside Carnival the other night.
Oh, yes, Mr. Galsworthy. I think one of the rides made me a little bit sick.
Oh? The Big Dipper?
No, the tram ride home.
Oh.
Oh, we had a nice day at the beach.
Yes, so I believe. Per said he saw a girl in a bikini bathing suit who...
Who what?
Nothing, just who. Per's also told me that your costume was, well, it was a little bit, skimpy.
Well, I didn't want to send it to him in the first place. He looked silly in it. I don't know how he explained his suntan to the boys at the gym.
Well, speaking of suntan, mine is terrific. I'm a dark brown all over.
Oh, you must be the only chocolate-coated announcer in the business.
Not chocolate-coated, Elsie. I'm simply wrapped up in Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. That's because I know how much goodness and nourishment there is in each half pint.
You mean that glass and a half of milk?
Right, Elsie. Milk, milk, fresh, creamy milk. Plus Cadbury quality chocolate.
And Cadbury's dairy milk has that flavor.
Rather. From the moment you snap open that shining purple and gold wrapper, from the very first bite, you can taste why dairy milk has been famous for over a century.
Yes. I remember it first coming on the market. But, Reg, can I have my say now?
Why, certainly, Elsie. But remember, for today's best chocolate, be sure you say, I want Cadbury's.
Oh, Elsie, are you getting on with your matrimonial campaign against Perth?
Well, these things take time, Min. Remember, this thing is bigger than both of us. But I still want to marry him.
Well, the secret of success is the approach.
You're right, Minnie. Only today I was walking down the street when suddenly out came this wolf whistle.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing. The fella just turned round and said, sorry, lady, but I'm a married man. But it used to work.
Oh, well, but the men weren't so particular in the gold rush days.
Minnie, I thought you'd be on my side. Anyway, you can't talk. What about that chap Purse brought along for you the other night when we went to that dance? You heard him.
What did he say?
He took one look at you and said to Purse, you told me she was a chick. She looks more like a vulture.
Oh, he didn't.
He did so too. And after the dance, he said it was the first time he'd ever tripped the light with a couple of fantastics.
He was just hard to please.
Oh, well, I didn't like him much anyhow.
Ah, but he had lovely blue eyes. They were bluer than the thumb of a cross-eyed carpenter.
I still don't like him. He put on too much side.
Oh, listen, who's talking?
I didn't mean his figure. I mean, all that talk about him being an art enthusiast.
Oh, but Elsie, he knows all about art. He said he even knew several people who'd been hung in the galleries.
Hung on the gallows was the expression. Art. I'll tell you how much he knew about art. I asked him if he'd had a Rembrandt or a Gainsborough, and he said neither. He was still driving his T-model Ford.
Well, anyway, Elsie, if he's a friend of Percy's, you have to respect him. A friend in need, remember, and you'll need plenty of help after you get married.
I need plenty of help to get married.
Ah, you'll be all right, Elsie. Percy will be here soon. You keep at him. He'll come round.
Now, you know, that's funny, Min. You say he's round and Miss Plunge says he's a square. No wonder I don't get anywhere. I never was any good at geometry.
Hello, Jellybean. The light of your life has arrived.
Did he say light or blight?
Well, I am glad to see you, Purse. Oh, Purse, you're wearing black gloves.
They're not black gloves, they're me hands.
Bit grubby, aren't they?
I've been helping me mate fix his car. He spent 3 hours looking for a crank to start his car.
How long did he take when he found you?
All right, now listen here, Minnie.
Now, which car is that, Purse? Is that the one belonging to the fella about six doors down?
Yeah, Elsie, that's the one.
I notice he leaves it up in the street nearly every night.
Yeah. But he hasn't been lucky enough to have it swiped yet.
Isn't he the man who got 6 months for driving without a tail light?
The very same bloke. There's no justice.
Oh, what do you mean? I think 6 months was a very just sentence for a man who drives his car without a tail light.
But many did it during the day. Hurst, what made you help him with his car?
Well, it's a surprise. I'm going to take you all for a drive.
Oh, you are?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Taxi rates to apply, I suppose.
I'll ignore that. It's on me.
Where are you taking us to, Kurt?
Oh, we'll just go for a little run.
Oh, it's one of those cars without any floorboards.
No. Well, I may as well tell you I'm taking her out to a farm.
To a farm? Hurst, I'll be bored to tears.
Oh, I don't know. Some of the happiest times of my life have been spent on farms.
Were you a farmer?
No, a commercial traveller.
Well, I didn't know you could drive a car, Purse.
But of course he can. Purse used to drive a hearse, but he gave it up when he got that terrible fright.
What terrible fright?
On his way to the cemetery, someone started backseat driving.
Well, what's the idea of going to the farm anyway, Purse?
Oh, it's just that I have to see a man about putting up a fence.
A fence? Whatever for?
It's a matter which concerns the loyal and trusted members of the anti-social party.
Well, I suppose it'll be a nice outing. Men, what do you think I ought to wear?
Oh, just slip on your hiking outfit. You never know with this car.
Well, that's a good idea. Oh, I remember the last hike I went on with those three nice boys.
What three nice boys?
Wentworth, Lawson and Blacksley. We discovered the Blue Mountains. I think these clothes are in that case on the top of the dresser.
I'll give you a hand, Jelly Bean. I can just reach one end of the case.
Oh, well, I'll try this end first. Ooh, I can just touch it when I'm up on tiptoe.
It's moving.
Oh, don't even fall on me, Purse.
Look out, I can't hold it.
Neither can I. I'm slipping.
Still courting?
Miss Plunge.
Let me help you up, dear. It's not much fun cuddling on the floor.
We were not cuddling on the floor. We were trying to get this suitcase down off the dress and we lost our footing. These are some of my old clothes.
Oh, look. Period curls.
Well, they certainly look better than those slicks that you're wearing.
Slicks? Oh, no, dear. These are slacks.
They don't look slack from where I'm standing.
From here either.
Purse, hadn't you better go and change for our drive?
Oh, are you going for a drive? Oh, how nice for you. The last time I went for a drive, Johnny let me drive his car.
That's nothing. The last time I went for a drive, Cobb let me drive his coach. Of course, Miss Plunge, we're used to having a chauffeur about the place. Friend of Purse's is a chauffeur.
Yeah, but he's in the clink. He's the warden chauffeur. It's terrible. Every time the warden wants to go into town, Charlie has to take him. Every time the warden wants to go interstate, Charlie has to take him. Even when the warden goes on holidays, Charlie has to take him. It's not fair.
What's not fair about it?
He hasn't got a car and Charlie has to take him piggyback.
Well, I hope you have a nice trip. Where are you going?
We're going to have a look over a farm.
A farm, eh? Oh, Winthrop, he's my Thursday lunch, developed a wonderful new invention for farming. He discovered how to make cows give milkshakes.
Well, that sounds good. Has he perfected it yet?
Well, not quite. The cows are still a bit woozy when they come out of the washing machine. Cut out the pears.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Oh, shoulder to shoulder and bolder they grow as they go to the fore. nothing in the world can haunt or mar a plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together, man to man. You who have dreams, if you act, they will come true. Turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through. Hearts can inspire the hearts with their fire, for the strong obey when a strong man shows them the way.
Thank you, Clive Way, for Stout-Hearted Men. Not one, but two mouth-watering flavors await you in every block of Cadbury's Brazil Nut Chocolate. There's smooth, creamy Dairy Milk Chocolate with its glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk in each half pound, plus rich, sun-ripened Brazil nuts, full of crisp, nourishing goodness. That means a double feast of flavor in one chocolate block, twice the enjoyment in each thick, chunky square. Don't wait a day longer to try Brazil Nut. Buy a block tomorrow. Cadbury's Brazil Nut Chocolate is sure to become your first choice in good chocolate. Brazil Nut will be your cue for I Want Cadbury's.
Hey, I'm a bit worried about traveling in that car, Purse. Is it safe?
Of course it's safe, Ben. It's got all mod cons. I think it's even got fluid drive.
Makes you think that?
I was driving down the street today and I heard a bloke say, look at the big drip behind the wheel.
Don't worry, men. Purse is very good in the car, especially in the back seat.
Well, I'm not interested in that. All I hope is that he's not a fast driver.
Well, I'm with you there. I went to a driver, Wilbur Kentville, the other day.
Oh, were you worried about the speed?
No, just when he put his foot down, it belched black smoke.
I had the same symptoms.
Oh, it's Mr. Hercules.
Straight out of a sick bed. Oh, I've been very run down lately.
Well, keep out of the way, or Purse will run you down again.
We're going for a drive, Mr. Herc.
Oh, how jolly. I'm very interested in cars. I've invented a new windscreen. It's crack-proof, glass-proof and bulletproof. It's perfect except for one small detail.
And what's that?
You can't see through it.
Look, we're going to have a look at a farm.
A farm? Oh, that's wonderful. On a farm you can get nice fresh milk. Do you know that milk builds bones?
Yes. Then why is it that the cows are so flabby?
No. Milk is full of vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yes. A, B, C, D, E...
Oh, listen to him. He can't even spell vitamins.
I wish I had a farm.
Never mind, Mr. Herc. One day something might happen. You might get a lucky break.
Oh, I've already had one. Me leg in four places. Me shin bone and me knee bone had a wonderful time. They got plastered together.
Ha, 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 ha,
Well, never mind.
You intrigue me, Mr. Herc. Don't you have any relaxation? Don't you read or play cards?
Oh, I play cards. Only the other night I was playing poker, and during the game I had 3 flushes. I think I must have been playing too hard before I was properly warmed up.
I thought you were talking about your hands.
Oh, no. The doctor's given them away.
He has? Then what do you do without them? Shake feet?
No, he stopped treating them. My doctor said I'm the only person he's ever seen with 10 toes.
Well, that's ridiculous. Everybody has 10 toes.
On their hands?
Well, I think it's about time I bought my fruit and my vegetables. Now, let me see what do I want. What's that green stuff that's easy to pick? It doesn't grow on trees.
You mean money?
No. I remember sprouts. Mr. Hercules' hair reminded me.
Well, if that's all, I'll run along. The doctor's going to operate on me nose.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mr. Hercules. I hope it comes off all right.
I'll see you again. Be brave.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, he'll be there. You'll never be alone. So if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, he'll be there. You'll never be alone. So if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Thank you, Babs McKinnon, for Pretend. All this talk about farms and fresh milk makes me hungry. If you think it reminds me of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, you're quite right. From Model Farms in northwest Tasmania comes the fresh, creamy milk that makes the smoothest, creamiest chocolate of them all. And there's so much milk in Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate, a glass and a half of it in every half pound. That's why dairy milk is today's top value. 21 thick, chunky squares in the quarter-pound block, providing a whole feast of enjoyment. Buy a block tomorrow. Cadbury's Dairy Milk. It's today's first and foremost reason for... I want Cadbury's.
It's good to get away from the city and out into the country. It's a pity it rained, though.
Yes, Purse. That policeman had me worried when he rode his motorbike up beside us and called out, "Pull over, pull over."
Yeah, the poor black must have been feeling the cold.
Yeah,
You'd think he'd have a Guernsey of his own. Look, Purse, much and all as I'm enjoying this drive, I wish I knew why we were going to this farm.
I told you, Jellybean. I've got to see a bloke about putting up a fence for the antisocial party. I'm not allowed to disclose secrets, but I can tell you this. We're against the blokes who make the pips.
The pips for passion fruit cordial.
No. The pips they use for radio time signals. Do you know what those blokes make?
No.
6 notes an hour.
It's not right. Who's interested in time anyway? The only times that concern me are the daytime, nighttime, and what's that bit in between just before everything gets lit up?
Closing time.
No, I meant twilight.
Joe, our secretary, is all against women working in steam laundries. It's ruined his wife's hands for bricklaying. But we got a new slogan. I'm dead hot on slogans.
Oh, what is it this time?
We would if we could, but we can't, so we won't. What we want for our party members is more time off for good behaviour.
Well, it seems to me that nearly all your members are jailbirds.
Victims of circumstance. Now look, take Scarface Al Papone. We still call him Scarface. That's the name he used when he was running a party of his own. Well now, Al was picked up the other night while he was getting some stuff on Apro from a jeweler's shop.
You mean he broke in? Huh, on approval.
Well, he wasn't going to keep it if he didn't like it. Hey, here's the turn off for the farm. All out. Hurry onto the veranda. The rain's heavy.
Oh, Perks. This is an old place.
Yeah, Jellybean. The homestead goes back to the gold rush days. The family goes back to the pioneer days. The equipment goes back to the bank. Well, let's see if there's anybody at home, eh? Let's go in. Country people don't mind.
Oh, look. Look how the roof's leaking.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anybody home?
Yeah! I'm in the shower.
Whereabouts is the bathroom?
Bathroom? I'm in the bedroom. The room's leaking in here too. Oh, good day, Purse.
How are you, Gus? This is Els.
Yeah? I'll give you a tenner for and I won't even look at her teeth.
What do you mean?
Well, I run a glue factory on the side.
Now, just a minute. You can't...
Gee, a talking horse.
Gus, this is Elsie, my fiancée. And that's Minnie.
Ah, oh, good day, Min. By jingo, I got just the job for you. Hey, Ma! Fetch the harness, we'll get the ploughing done after all.
Hey, just a minute. I'm not strong enough to pull a plough.
Oh, don't worry, I've got a whip. Besides, it's nearly all downhill.
Gus, the homestead is in a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Eh? How do you mean, Elsie?
Well, the way all the cattle are lying round on the floor.
Oh, them ain't cattle, them's boundary riders. No, ma'am, we wouldn't let the animals lie on the floor. Oh, no, they're in the bedroom.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
Hasn't anyone complained?
No, they seem satisfied. We had one fellow who told us to stop letting the pigs live in the house with us.
Oh, was he from the Board of Health?
No, he's from the Cruelty to Animals League. I don't know what he was grumbling about. We ain't lost a pig yet.
Well, I know my landlord wouldn't stand for it.
Is your landlord tough, Elsie?
Oh, no. He's nice and friendly. He's a nice, friendly sort of fellow. Only this morning he went to the lady next door and said, "Madam, you're 2 months beyond in your rent and I'm going to evict you. But don't worry, Mother, I'll write to you." No, you couldn't say he was tough.
Oh, he sounds a real nice bloke.
Yeah, and so obliging. I saw him for the first time in 3 years today, and I said, "Hello, you remember me? I'm Elsie Smith from Crooker Avenue." And he said, "Oh, yes, I'll be over tomorrow to fix that broken switch." Very prompt.
How would you like to live on a farm, Elsie? All day long just feeding the pigs and goats. You can't turn your nose up at a job like that.
That's a matter of opinion.
I guess.
Yeah?
I came up to see you about helping my party. You know, the antisocial party. We want you to put up a fence for us.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'll see you later on your own, Purse. On second thoughts, Elsie, I don't think you'd like living out here. Even after all these years, my old missus ain't too keen. That's her out there shoeing the horses.
Goodness! The horses must be bad up here. We only have to shoe flies.
No. She's putting their shoes on. You can't have them walking about the house in bare feet. You see that dress my missus is wearing? She's had that dress for nigh on 10 years.
You call that a dress?
Well, actually, it's an old potato sack.
I bet it'll look better on the potatoes. An uncle of mine has a farm. He keeps sheep.
Oh? How many sheep has he got?
Now, let me see. Well, in round figures, he has a flock of one sheep.
What?
Yes, they call him George.
One sheep and that's all?
Well, yes. Uncle's been waiting a long time, but the flock doesn't seem to be getting any bigger.
I could understand that.
But the silly sheep, he hasn't even started to build a nest yet.
Hey, wait a minute. George couldn't have a flock by himself.
Couldn't he?
Of course not.
Well, he could at least try.
Oh, I'm afraid you're sadly lacking in information.
You think so?
Yeah. Don't you know about the birds and the bees?
Well, I heard a rumor, but I think it's silly. You know, I put a bee in the cage with my bird and they just stood and looked at each other.
You're battling uphill, Gus. Yeah. But about you helping me and the party, all we want you to do...
Oh, don't keep pestering me later. Hey, girls, would you like to see a photo of me family?
Why, yes, we would. How many children have you got?
23. This photo was taken last Christmas.
Oh, yes. I can see you holding a great big turkey.
Turkey, nothing. That's the stork.
Look, Gus, about this fence.
Oh, that'll be okay, Purse. Leave it to me. 6 foot and paling, eh?
No, 5 foot three and ailing.
But I put up fences before.
Not this one. He's a fence for stolen goods.
Before we leave you, here's a reminder to call at your chocolate counter for Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Only Dairy Milk has a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound. There's all that deep down flavor, too. Flavor that comes from smooth Cadbury quality chocolate, and Dairy Milk chocolate is full of satisfying, nourishing goodness. Don't forget, too, the special Cadbury range of Christmas gift suggestions. There are many reasons for I Want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Minnie Love as Minnie, Kevin Brennan as our old friend Purse, Frank Strain as Mr. Hercules, Audrey Teasdale as Miss Plunge, Gordon Glenwright as Gus. Songs by Babs McKinnon and Clive Wade, the music of Iris Mason. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying goodnight for Elsie, your Cadbury star, Rita Ponsford.